What we're going to do today is talk about nonconformities, Chapter 245, the Texas Local Government Code. We're going to look at recent amendments to the statute and court cases. So most land use attorneys refer to this law as the vested rights statute, Chapter 245. They've also, as you heard Reed say, call it the freeze law. You'll hear the term entitlements that are given to me by Chapter 245. So a lot of attorneys and developers in the land use process rely on this state law in order to process their permits, in order to build their projects. So we're going to look at nonconformities and vesting in this first couple of slides. So vesting occurs when the property owner takes significant steps prior to the enactment of statutes or local regulations that prohibit or limit what the developer wants to do or what the applicant wants to do. And so one of the earlier cases was City of University Park versus Benners. The city engaged in a comprehensive rewrite of their zoning regulations. This was in 1972. So most cities that you work with, you'll see a trend. You'll have a neighborhood that was zoned commercial, and it was developed as residential over a long period of time. This is what happened in the University Park case. So the city reclassified the neighborhood from commercial to residential. And the court said in that case, the owner does not acquire a constitutionally protected right in property uses merely because it began as a conforming use.